You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We did it. This is the best Eagles team of all time.
I will die in green. When you bury me in the ground, I better have on an Eagles jersey.
Hey, man, keep these guys together. We can start our own dynasty in the city.
We are back on The Week in Philly, and we continue to bask in the glow of an Eagles Super Bowl victory. Now, in the first segment, we reviewed how the Eagles dismantled the Chiefs, and now let's talk about what the fan celebration during and after the game was like. And for this, let's bring in KYW's Vic Raghupathy. And Vic, you were working the whole night Sunday. You went to a watch party. Where did you go?
Yeah, Matt, I was at the convention center. There were, you know, a few hundred Birds fans there. Honestly, and I appreciated this, there wasn't much effort put towards like glitz and glamour there. In fact, the lighting was horrible. It was just, let's get screens. And I appreciated that because I sort of realized on Sunday how much I don't like the Super Bowl sometimes because there's not enough football and it's all the other stuff. But this, it seemed, was really just about let's watch the Eagles.
So what were the vibes of fans that you were observing and you were talking to kind of leading up to and early in the game? Was it confidence, nervousness, just excitement? Like early on, what, if you were taking the temperature, what were you feeling?
Honestly, I do think there was a fair bit of confidence. Now, I don't know if anyone quite saw what actually happened coming, but I think people really believed that this was a very good Eagles team. I think there was a lot of faith in the defense, especially. And I think after putting up 55 points in the NFC Championship game, a lot of fans were still riding that high. It seemed that, in general, just people knew how talented this team was. The last time they won the Super Bowl, the 2017 team, you know, they went through a lot of injuries. It was a magical sort of run. This wasn't like that. This was just a dominant and stacked team. You know, the 2017 team was talented, but I think they were going sort of off of that sort of magic. But this was just straight up a great football team.
When did you start to feel like the group felt like the game was won?
The game was won. I think that had to be the dagger to Devontae Smith.
Hurts. He is going deep, and it is caught.
The Slim Reaper.
The rejoicing from the crowd, I think you could see it there. I think that was when it was like, okay, I think we've got this in the bag.
It's interesting to me because when they won Super Bowl 52, the reaction from the fan base as a whole, I felt, was joy, but it was almost cathartic. A borderline religious experience. Once the game's over and you're out and about, did you feel just kind of a more a coronation and a excitement you know, rather than emotional as far as like tears and stuff like that?
Coronation is exactly the word that I used frequently Sunday night and I've used since to describe it. I think that's exactly what it was. This was a cementing. You know, this was we are elite. Coming out of Super Bowl 52, I think there was a feeling that, oh, we're set up well. But I don't know if we knew quite how tenuous that was, as you saw evidently, because, you know, a lot of parts of that team sort of broke down. But now I think there's a real feeling of we can go somewhere from here. We've got so many young players, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So many players locked down. The locker room all feels together. This time it was more of a feeling of, yeah, this is like we are that team. We are those guys. We took it to the two-time defending champs, and it was over quickly.
What would you say were kind of like some of the – did you see anything funny, strange when you were just out and about, just memorable from the post-game celebration with the fans?
Just in general, anything elevated, as you know, these fans are going to get on top of. You know, people frame it as poles, certainly poles, but just like anything, barriers – garbage trucks. All the garbage trucks were blocking all the intersections, and every single garbage truck was being climbed on top of. Like, there were fireworks going, and there were firecrackers, and some of them were misfires, but, you know, some of them hit, and there was a big pop, and there were so many different people who brought out whistles. They were doing the whistle tune from that song, Blow the Whistle by Too Short, and so it's kind of become an anthem of sorts that the team, the fan base has adopted. And so chants were breaking out, you know, everywhere. You know, everyone was hugging, you know, making a circle so people could dance in the middle of it. I mean, in general, it was just people out there trying to go wild.
All right. Thank you very much, Vic. KYW's Vic Raghupathy joining us. We will continue with more of The Week in Philly in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.